One. Alana Glazer came to Northwestern on November 12th as A&O Productions' fall guest speaker. They wear many hats. When asked to describe their career in one sentence, they said, quote, "I am a comedian and activist who does stand-up and makes TV and movies." They are best known for co-creating the sitcom Broad City with Abby Jacobson. You just heard the show's theme song. They've also worked on films like Rough Night with Scarlett Johansson and False Positive with Pierce Brosnan. However, if none of those ring a bell, you might know them from this viral sound on TikTok.
Do you know them?
No, but in DeClerb, we all fam.
What?
In DeClerb, we all fam.
I don't... In the club, we are all family. Are you racist?
That soundbite was from an episode of Broad City. It was referenced a couple times at Glazer's speaker event, where they were met with enthusiasm from a crowd of Northwestern students. Before their Q&A, Glazer gave a 20-minute stand-up set from their upcoming comedy special, Human Magic. They talked about raising their toddler, adolescent relationships, and the epidemic of emo boys from their high school years. School of Communication senior Charlotte Admokum appreciated Glazer's mix of bright, bubbly humor with serious topics.
I just like how she kind of like puts like a funny twist on like these everyday experiences and tries to kind of like normalize these things that people like mental health or like, you know, motherhood, like things that are like oftentimes we kind of have to either like hide or put a positive light on. I like the fact that she kind of will find comedy within them and then like use her platforms to like showcase that.
Admokum recently went to one of Glazer's stand-up shows.
I thought this was better than her actual like 1 hour show. Like I was like, oh, if only I had known. But you know, I got the experience twice, so that's nice.
Glazer co-founded an activism group called Generator Collective, which promotes female candidates and democratic participation. They said the 2016 election spurred the organization's founding. They urge students to get involved with activist groups backed by small-dollar donations. Ashley Wong, a Medill sophomore, talked about Glazer's humor and activism.
I didn't expect myself to find her stand-up so funny, because it doesn't really apply to me. but what resonated with me was just like her ability to understand our generation, even though she's like 20 years apart, that she trusts that young people can be funny and young people can be intelligent and young people can make their own like decisions and think about the world critically, which is insane coming from like a comedy act.
Cassidy Fralin, a freshman at the School of Communication, said she has worked with Glazer before.
I've been acting since I was really little, and one of the first jobs I ever did was on a show with her called The Time Traveling Bong. And so I met her then, and she was super sweet to me.
Fralin is a member of A&O's freshman group, the Street Team Committee. She said she was super excited when the committee announced Glazer as the fall speaker, and that Glazer's advice to those starting out was inspiring.
As someone who also has aspirations to like be an actor and like be entertainment, it was really wonderful to hear her advice, which was basically prioritize yourself, like slow down because things will come, and also to surround yourself with others that are also making art.
Other fans went to Glazer's talk out of love for Broad City.
My sister was just kind of like bonded over the fact that we feel like our relationship is kind of like she's Alana and I'm her Abby. She's kind of just like obsessed with me. That's how we've always described our relationship. And so we've always kind of like just had a lot of comfort from it.
I've always loved comedy, especially from New York City. And Alana and Abby's story has always been really interesting to me. So it was great. I mean, Northwestern hosting such high-level comedy for free for students is amazing.
Others were less familiar with Glazer's work. Brandon Kondritz, a Medill junior, hosted the Q&A with Glazer. He said he did not know who the speaker would be when he was contacted to host it.
I know Liz Casolo. She is on one of the teams here at A&O who was kind of organizing the speaker. And she just kind of reached out to me and she's like, we're looking for a moderator. I know you from some various spaces on campus. I know that you would, you know, really have fun with it and you would kind of be a natural on stage. Would you be interested? And I was like, heck yes.
He learned pretty quickly that he was, in fact, familiar with Glazer's work.
I mean, I had heard of Broad City before. I hadn't, you know, really sat down and watched it or anything like that. So I did some research, trust. I sat down, watched a few episodes. Of course, I have heard in the club, We All Fam, what? Like, I've heard that on TikTok a million times. I didn't really put the pieces together that was her until today. And I was like, oh my gosh, wait, that's wild.
And although he was nervous before their Q&A, Condrit said once he asked a question or two, the main goal was to just have some fun.
I love being asked to do things like this because it's like, you know, it's just like, this is the story that I'm going to tell my children. Yeah, I met Alana Glazer. Do you know who that is? Well, let's sit down and watch some of their TV.
A&O hosts speaker events quarterly, bringing in comedians, actors, and other high-profile celebs. I guess we'll have to wait and see what and who winter brings to campus. Ilse von Heimberg, WNUR News.